My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hiya. It's hard to mean to sigh. I just can't breathe.
That would be a reason to sigh, to be fair.
Yeah, it's so annoying. The little cough has moved to a head cold, and I know I'm whinging, sorry, but I am attention seeking. I am. I think I deserve some attention because I've been sick.
What kind of attention would
tell
you like?
Tell me that I'm a good girl. Tell me that I'm good for trucking on.
Oh yeah, you are good for soldering on. I'll give you that one.
Thanks. That's all I needed.
Fair play to you.
Hear the noise that Emma's making.
My favourite one was.
Yeah.
It's like when you're trying to, you know, when your ears are popping when you're on a plane.
Yeah.
I feel like my ears keep locking up. Callum, you told us you had something to tell us. What is it?
Yeah, speaking of a plane, I was in a stag do in Lisbon last weekend.
Did the plane crash?
It didn't. No, I'm very much alive.
Good.
We went on Saturday, and it was Saturday to Tuesday. Very long.
And also rogue days of the week for a stag.
Well, it kind of fell. So a lot of my friends work in schools. Mm. So it was the start of their midterm on Saturday. So they didn't want to go. So I want to take you back to a couple of months ago, planning for the stag do. Now, the best man is called Ashley. And he won't mind me saying he's not the brightest tool in the box.
Oh, God.
Jesus, Callum, that's a horrible thing to say about your friend.
No, like we take the mic out of him. He's daft. Like he has about 3 brain cells.
Right.
Jesus.
But he's happy with that. But he was the best man, so he's organised a lot of the activities.
Okay.
And when we were, he had like a notes app on his phone and he was sending, taking screenshots of being like, these people owe money. So there was like me, my friend Chris, my friend Matt, and loads of other people. And then there's someone in the group chat called My Customs. And we didn't know his name. Mm. It's his WhatsApp is
his
My
accounts.
Customs.
Oh, is it a business account?
Yeah, it's his business account.
Yeah.
So he was known as My Customs.
Sure.
And everyone on the trip just kept calling him My Customs. And you know, like, it's one of those things that as you say it out loud, it's like, this isn't funny whatsoever. But because it's one of those things is that when you're in that circle, it's the most hilarious thing
I get it.
In the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we were out in bars. And we're all kind of big football heads. So just going around the bars, we were shouting, My Customs, na na na, My Customs.
Oh, you're so English.
Yeah, and then stand up if you hate My Customs. And we love you, My Customs.
We do.
And it was like, it was just ridiculous.
Tell me what his name is. Is it like Brendan or something?
Let me just, I've forgotten.
Do you still not know?
No, I do know. I do know. I just need to find this.
This is the most English you've ever been.
Yeah.
I hate myself.
I hate it.
For it. But it was just like, it was just so stupid.
I know, but that's the stuff that gives you a laugh on those trips. It was the most, we were in Amsterdam and the laughs were based on the most silly, silly, silly things. Like that actually weren't funny. I wouldn't even bother telling you about them because you'd be like, oh, cool. But when you're, you know, when you're giddy and you're on the trip together, it's all those little moments that make a gas. Callum still doesn't know.
That's very unlike you, Callum.
I'm terrible with names. I can't even find it.
Quick, what's mine?
Dave.
Ah, well done.
What's my middle name?
Jemima.
We know yours because we know yours is Thor.
Emma.
Georgia. Jennifer. Something J.
Jemima.
Is it not J?
So my confirmation name is Joan.
Yeah, there you go.
My middle name.
Emma.
I'll just tell you. It'll go on for you. Sophie.
Oh.
Mm. You know, my parents were trying to make me a double barrel first name and it never stuck. Like they.
Oh, so like
name,
Emma Louise.
My passport is Emma Sophie.
Oh.
So there was born Emma Sophie.
That's a nice name.
But
it's a very strange double-barreled name, though.
Emma Sophie, yeah.
Yeah, you don't get many. Like, Emma Louise's, Emma Jane.
Emma Louise, yeah. Emma Jane's, Emma Jane is beautiful. But yeah, like as in whenever I'm like, sometimes it gets confusing at the passport thing because they're like, you're Emma Sophie though. And it didn't stick. Guys, have a lovely weekend and enjoy today's podcast. We'll chat to you on Monday live.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Let's go, go, go. Here I go. Fully charged. Spins fully charged.
It's so good.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's Friday.
Oh, thank God. Welcome Woo. To the weekend, everybody.
There are a lot of people. It's the last weekend before payday, so it might be a quiet one.
You did it. I'm proud of you. I'm really, really proud of you.
Miserable out there, but looks like it's going to improve a lot in the next few hours. What did you do last night?
Just
did
like we... this show. what did you do last night? I went for a couple of drinks with my housemates, and I planned my birthday.
Yeah, you did. Mm. I got the, oh my God, guys, my 30th sadly is coming up. Yeah. Mark this date in the calendar.
What did you do?
Not a whole lot, really. Hung out at my house. I did some ironing. I do feel a bit guilty this morning because you might forget we made a promise to producer Callum yesterday on the show.
Oh, no.
Producer Callum, I just going to say I didn't watch it and I'm sorry about that.
Dave, no. I tried to get them to put it on in the pub, but no.
EastEnders, the live episode happened last night.
They were insistent on putting the Rovers match on.
Oh, unbelievable.
Strange.
It was absolutely phenomenal. I will just entertain me really quickly.
No. To be honest, I am disappointed I missed it because it did sound like it was going to be chaos.
So it was the EastEnders 40th anniversary last night and there was a live episode. So everything was done live. Normally it's all recorded or whatever.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is when lots of people in London went to somewhere called Box Park to watch the episode. Now, if you don't know what Box Park is...
Oh, I do know what Box Park is.
Think of, like, the Camden, but 17 times bigger.
Yeah.
Was this where, like, Stormzy was filmed during the Euros?
Yes. Yeah. So it's a massive warehouse-style venue. It's like the Camden vibes, full of shipping containers that have, like, street food and everything.
Cool.
Long, big bench tables that you'd see at, like, bingo. And tables like the darts and loads of big screens. But a big thing in the episode, people in the UK could vote what happens in the live episode.
Stop.
That's the first time I think that was ever happened.
Yeah, so there's a character called Denise and you could vote for whoever she got with, either Jack or Ravi, two characters. And all these people gathered in the Box Park to watch the episode. And if you play clip one, this is the reaction to what happened when we found out who Denise ended up with.
Go on.
It's like the football.
Oh my God.
Sorry, that's such an interesting angle to
Who did she go with? Jack or Ravi?
I'm not going to tell you. Spoilers.
Oh, fair.
And then there was a big dramatic death at the end of the episode. Not going to tell you who. And just like the jubilation prior, everyone got very emotional.
No. For God's sake.
No, don't say for God's sake.
Have some decorum.
Because you guys love your matches.
Go home and watch that.
And you're kicking a ball.
It's my favourite thing in the world.
I think that's brilliant. Yeah. And I think it's great to gather for stuff like that. One, the live episode, that's enough to be taken on. But to then, as the actors, have the two plot lines prepared to see what way it was going to go.
More soaps on the big screen.
More like going to the pub to watch TV.
Yeah.
Like big things. Like, I love that.
That was a massive thing in college.
Yeah.
That at lunchtime every day in like the student union campuses or whatever, they would they'd be putting on Home and Away. And everyone would just gather and have their role and watch Home and Away. All right, it's Em and Dave. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
She's so cool. Dochi and Denial is a River on Spin. Very Lauryn Hill vibes off her.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
very much so. You're with Em and Dave. You're listening to Spin. And I want to talk to you about this situation going on in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, lots of people who were found very petty crimes, shoplifting little bits and bobs from Walmart, were all brought together to be, I suppose, fined for it or punished for it and to find out what their fate, what was ahead for them.
For shoplifting?
For shoplifting, particularly in Walmart. So I imagine that all these people kind of were brought to court together at the same time, kind of a situation. And what he decided to do was...
This is the judge.
The judge, the Michigan judge, was that they would all have to spend an afternoon washing other people's cars for free.
Now, okay, I always wondered this. Can a judge give out a punishment that, like, it's just bizarre? Like, do you mean, if, like, say if you're caught on your phone while driving, can the judge be like, you're not allowed your phone for a week?
It would be funny if they could do that. I presume this probably falls under... what's called when you, like, community service.
Community service, yeah.
Maybe it falls under that. And obviously the car washes will be free for customers. But it's being called the Walmart wash sentences, which is funny. And he kindly said, I don't think shoplifters are always bad people. Some are just really struggling. But stealing does have consequences.
Okay,
so something you gotta do. So maybe in this case, people were stealing, like, a few bananas. You're like, stuff that... it could have been survival mode type of a situation, do you know what I mean? But he expects between 75 to 100 people will be sentenced to wash cars during weekend events. They're actually holding events for this. So you can come into like a Walmart car park and get your car washed by these people.
Amazing.
In events between March and April. I'd be grand with that, lads. I've always kind of loved the idea of, you know, having the proper hoses to wash your car.
Probably steal your wing mirror, I don't know.
Maybe so. But I was thinking of other petty crimes, like you're saying, you know, you're caught in your phone when driving and you can't have your phone for a week.
Definitely not a petty crime.
Don't do that. Actually,
don't
quite
do that.
Dangerous.
Very illegal.
Very, very dangerous.
Very illegal.
But I'm talking about other stuff, like, for example, trespassing. I'm like, oh, just yeah. Give me a look.
Now, that's a great petty crime.
Like, for example, in the countryside, right, where I go home to visit my family and you're out for a walk at the weekend, we trespass the BJs.
Really?
Yeah. You'd be like literally hopping a fence that says no trespassing to get a better view of the beach.
See, I think trespassing in country is different than trespassing in Dublin.
I would agree with you. Trespassing could be kind of dangerous in the city because it's like, this is a literal building site and yeah, you could die. Yeah. But it's like, just let me go into your fields and have a look.
I remember going for a walk down the country once and it was like, no trespassing. I was like, it's only a garden. Like, it's a giant field. Like,
yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's like, it's fine for me to be
if
here.
If the dog wants to go for a look in there, then so do I. trespassing, fine. I'll do your ironing for the evening, yeah. Farmer.
Absolutely.
Like, do you need your ironing done? I'll pop over and do that. Just let me have a look in your field. Minor traffic violations. I know you've been a victim of this a few times, Dave, getting caught on double yellows and stuff, running in to get a chicken fillet roll.
Yeah.
Go away with your fine. I'll just fill up a load of people's washing fluid for an afternoon.
Yeah, very good.
Because that, for some reason, even though it's not a big deal, feels like I'm always out of washing fluid. Yeah. And I never, I'm always like, oh, I have to go in and get the kettle and fill up the washing fluid. It's not a big deal.
No. It's a bit annoying.
It's like a big deal in my head. Mild speeding. Now, I'm talking like 52 and a 50. Okay. I'm not talking like 100.
Absolutely illegal. How dare you?
Yeah, absolutely illegal. And how dare you? But sometimes you're like, oh, God, I'm a little bit over the 50.
Yeah.
Better calm it down. I think it would be really funny to make people just drive a toy car for a day. So those ones you give like
the little
toddlers.
Lamborghinis.
Like. Yeah, those little ones. And every time you go over like a walking pace, it like makes this really loud thing. Too fast! like just kind of mortifying.
Yeah, I like it.
Loitering, lol. We're big fans of loiterers on the show.
Yeah, we love
There's
a loiter.
There's nothing wrong with a bit of loitering. And as teenagers, that's all I did. My spare time was I love loitering.
Mm-hmm.
I think as a punishment, quote unquote, dog walking
might
give you something to do while you're loitering.
Mm-hmm.
Just loiter with the dog.
Very good.
Riding a bike on a path. Sometimes I think on the roads in Dublin, can they all just go on the path? I know it doesn't work, but there's just not enough room for everyone. Riding a bike on a path. Any excuse, I feel, to be forced to have to learn how to ride a giant tricycle like in the circus.
Oh, that's
like in the
very
circus.
Good. Like the giant, or the giant bikes with the massive front wheel.
Yes, is that not what they are?
Yeah, what is it? Like,
similar.
Yeah, similar. I don't know what they're called.
Are you thinking circusy situation?
Yeah, sure.
Similar. And urinating in public, like a hedge, for example, I don't think it's nice to do it in a city or anything like that. But you know, if you're like in the country again.
Yeah.
Then maybe all you should have to do is buy some seeds and spread them to grow flower growth because you've already started that process anyway
Very
by urinating
good.
On it.
Okay, so like murder. What would that be?
Life in prison is like 20.
Petty crime.
Recharged.
Ella Henderson and Under the Sun on Spin. Before that, Sabrina Carpenter and Bedchem. She, of course, is coming to the Three Arena at the start of March, which is only, what, next week-ish or just after that. Tickets sold out. We want to send you and three friends to the gig with all of the trimmings. Really free to enter this. Head to spin103.com to get involved. That's spin103.com. Or just send us a WhatsApp and we'll send you back all the info.
That's some great news.
It is really good news.
But now it's time for some bad news.
Oh, dear.
Because the death has occurred of New Look. But just in Ireland, which is weird. Apparently it's fine abroad, and Ireland as a country just couldn't handle the idea of having a New Look.
Yeah.
Tragically, buttoning up shop for the final time, following a gruelling battle over the last several years, the worst kind of battle imaginable too. Sustained losses and challenging marketing conditions.
Oh dear.
It fought bravely, but in the end, no one liked the clothes. And it just could get much nicer in River Island. Thoughts and prayers are with everyone's aunties and elderly labourers now who have nowhere to shop. Where will they get their buttoned up blazers or their long flowing polka dot dresses now? The public's response ranged from, oh no way,
to, did they not close ages ago? And the classic Irish, we're good with death, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We will never again have a new look, which can only mean we'll all start wearing old look, which is just skinny jeans and those V-shaped T-shirts with Rihanna's face on them for some reason. Good look, new look. You were fine. And that's something we clearly all knew. Look. As always, the book of condolences is open on 087 711 1038.
I feel like you don't get it. You don't get how sad this is. This is sad. I love
very sad.
New look. I
do
really,
you?
Really do love New Look, and there's no New Look around me out in the kind of Rathfarnham area, but like Dundrum doesn't have a New Look, open to correction. So I miss that sometimes, but I grew up in West Waterford, and in Dungarvan, which would be kind of the biggest town around like loads of rural communities, the only shop outside of like Dunn's, which has only recently gotten good for clothes, really, to be honest, was New Look, and now that's gone in the town, and there's like, I don't know, it's just, it's somewhere that I always... as a teenager and now, they did great jeans.
Really?
They've just been around forever, and I'm sad re New Look. It's such a shame.
The only person I know who liked New Look was my granny and Callum's girlfriend, Jess.
My girlfriend, Jess, is absolutely devastated. We live in Santry, so there's a New Look in the Omni, and then there's another New Look around 20 minutes down the road in Northside Shopping Centre. The Northside New Look is fantastic because it's the clearance New Look where all of the stores send the old clothes to.
Oh, wow.
At a really reduced price.
Okay. So,
like, she's brought coats and jackets there that could have been like €70 for like a fiver.
What?
I know.
Yes, but because no one wanted them, Jess.
I don't know. I just think it was such a fun place. The one in town is massive.
Yeah, it's in the Jervis.
It's in the Jervis. It's floors and floors big.
Freak out at a clearance shop. Like it's like getting a pizza and sending the crusts next door or something.
I love an old clearance shop. I love an old afternoon looking through the rails.
They used to do men's clothes in the UK, and there was a period of time where they started opening New Look men's stores, and I was delighted because I was finding great stuff in there.
Yeah.
And they close those very quickly, and then they don't do men's clothes anymore.
It's interesting, isn't it? Like where we got to the age now where it's like, oh, finally they're doing nice clothes. And it's like, no, not finally. They've always been doing the same clothes. We've just gotten older and now we like them.
Now we actually think that.
Because people are like, oh, Dunn's clothes are really nice now. And you're like, no, you've just gotten older and now you like them.
And now you're looking at it going, maybe that blouse is quite flattering.
That is a sensible t-shirt.
Maybe that is a bit of a flatter.
It's so very sad, isn't it?
It is.
Very
job sad. Losses, yeah. Of course. Like, so, yeah. But, yeah, and it's funny that it's just Ireland, not the UK as well.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that we just couldn't handle it. Just weren't able
there's
for
so
it.
So much competition. You got your Bershkas and you got your Zaras and you got your River Islands and then you've got your...
As opposed to in London where they only have New Look.
So true that. So true that. 7:25, the weekend of Playboi Carti now. This is Timeless on Spin. It's Em and Dave. Ever since I was a kid,
and why was it... It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's the weekend of Playboi Carti with Timeless on Spin coming up on 7:30 on a Friday morning.
Ooh, so it is the weekend.
It is the weekend. Hey, all this week on the show, and it's your final day to get involved in this week. We've been teaming up with Easy Living Interiors because their winter sale ends this Sunday. We've warned you. And they have reductions on sofas, on dining, on bedroom and home accessories as well.
Easy Living Interiors, it's the ultimate destination for designing your dream home with stores at Liffey Valley Retail Park, Sandyford, Belgard Retail Park, Tala and Gullifers Retail Park in Santry.
Honestly,
well.
They're very much everywhere.
They're all over the gaff, and we got a €200 gift card to spend at Easy Living Interiors. If you would like it, what I'd recommend you do right now is WhatsApp us the word living to 087 711 1038, and you could be doing up your dream house.
I wonder, no matter where you are in Dublin, if you're definitely within like 20 minutes of an Easy Living.
Oh, always. Yeah.
Always, yeah.
It's like, what do they say? You're always like...
Rat.
Yeah, you're always like 10 metres away from a rat or something.
Well, you're always about 20 minutes
away. You're always about 20 minutes away from an Easy Living Interiors.
Living in a WhatsApp right now for your chance at winning that €200 gift card this morning, 087 711 1038.
And Callum, do you think the client will like us comparing them to rats?
I was just thinking probably not.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Beautiful. Happy lads, we compared you to rats this week. Will you come back on the show again? Morning.
Good morning. So this week on the show, we were teaming up with Easy Living Interiors. Their winter sale ends on Sunday. If you've only 2 days to do their winter sale, they got reductions in sofas, dining, bedroom and home accessories as well.
They also have, they literally have locations everywhere. The ultimate destination for designing your dream home. You can go to Easy Living Interiors in the likes of Liffey Valley Retail Park, Sandyford, Belgard Retail Park, Tala and Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry. So as we said a little while ago, you're probably only ever within 20 minutes away in a car from Easy Easy Living Interiors. Excuse me.
Nice one.
That €200 Easy Living voucher to go on the show this morning. And Niall is stuck on the M50. It's in an awful state, Niall. It is.
Nightmare. As Emma says, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. But, right, let's see if we can get you a €200 gift card to Easy Living Interiors, right? So basically, Emma's going to hold up a couple of words to me and I'm going to describe them to you. If you guess them correctly, then you're great. But you need to get three in 30 seconds, all right?
Okay, yeah.
So if you guess three in 30 seconds, you'll win that €200 gift card to spend at Easy Living Interiors. What would you spend it on?
I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Okay, you have a think about that while I describe words to you.
3, 2, 1, off we go.
All right, you put it on a couch and it's soft, it's square.
Cushion.
Yeah. This one is, you put flowers in it?
Vaz.
Yeah, that's it. And, you sit in it and is there any other ones? Because this is too... what do you have with your breakfast? You can fry them?
From a chicken.
Eggs.
Yeah, and what do you sit in?
Pant.
No. What do you sit in? You sit in a
chair.
Yes, exactly. So egg chair. Perfect.
You said the two words.
Oh my God!
Sorry.
Why would you go for egg chair?
Because you know why? I got so confused. I was like, I'd love to guess that one. I forgot the whole mechanic of the game.
Oh my
God! There for you, yeah. It was like a chicken lays this and then you sit in it.
Oh my God! There. Very good. All right, Niall, congratulations. You got 3 in 30 seconds, which means you have won yourself a €200 gift card to spend at Easy Living Interiors.
Deadly.
Now you've had time to think about it. What are you going to buy?
An egg chair.
Probably an egg chair.
Yes, exactly what we're looking for, Niall. Niall, thank you so much and have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
I want one now.
So do I. And do you know what? I think that's why my eye attracted to the list and went for that this morning, because I'm like, I just love one for the summer. Mm. Little nap in your egg chair at the back garden. Yeah. Stunning. My sister has one. And in the wintertime, what she does is, because it could get wrecked and rusty and all that, she brings it into her porch. And it's just divine. She just goes out and reads her book sitting in the porch.
She loves poached eggs.
Yes! Yes!
Come on!
That's not normally what comedians do after they deliver a joke, you know. You're on spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Okay, now I'm actually really fed up with
this. Oh no, what's going on?
If you're with us on the show yesterday morning, just after 7 o'clock, I told you that the day before we left the studio, my hands were full with headphones and cups and stuff to bring out of the studio. And I realised after, in the afternoon, I was like, oh damn, I left my massive box of Cheerios in the studio.
Yes.
So I legged it up at 9 o'clock and poured a bowl. Grand.
This has been the main conversation that's happened in the last 48 hours on the show when the mics go down.
Bizarre behaviour. So I rocked into work then yesterday morning and I said, the first thing now I'll do when I get in is go and retrieve the Cheerios from the studio because I want them for today.
Yeah.
Other people use this studio. It's hours in the morning, but then there's other radio stations in this building and so you kind of can't keep track of who's in and out of here all day, if you know what I mean. So I came in to look for the Cheerios at 6:15 in the morning. No sign of them. I went, that's weird. So I went for a look in the canteen and I kind of went for a look in the open plan office at people's desks, just wondering if anyone had just picked them up and put them down somewhere else.
Hayes' studio, you went all over the place.
Yeah, I went all over the place. And that was grand. I kind of was like, look, have to let it go. Cheerios are gone. It's a weird one, but I don't understand. Producer Callum, in that moment, was putting something in the bin in the corner of the studio and discovered the box of Cheerios in the bin. For context, it's a massive big box of Cheerios and I'd kind of ripped the cardboard around a while ago because it's a bit too big, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there was a good 70% left of the Cheerios themselves. They were at the top of the bin and the bag that they were in was all, rolled up. So I thought it was safe enough to go for it. And I had my bowl of Cheerios yesterday and I'm still here to tell the tale. So, grand.
From the bin, you mad thing.
Yeah, wild. So at the end of yesterday's show, producer Callum suggested, as a social experiment, we leave the Cheerios in the studio for another day and night and see what happens.
I don't really understand this thought process because, we know what they want to do, this person. This person wants to bin the Cheerios.
It was putting me out there for potential no breakfast today. And I said, you know what, it is an interesting experiment. Let's go with it. Where are they this morning, lads? They're in the bin. They're in the bin, which is now under so much rubbish and coffee cups. There's no retrieving the Cheerios.
Oh no.
There's no getting them back
this
time.
You can't get them back.
It's over for the Cheerios. And I'm absolutely fuming. I can't understand if someone left food in here. Sorry, this sounds so diva-esque, but honestly, I think it's the opposite. If someone left food lying around that was like that, like a pack of croissants, yeah, I'd be like, oh, that's for someone tomorrow. I'll put it in the canteen.
It's different if it's like a banana peel or something. Like, yeah, exactly. Throw that in the bin. Not a box of Cheerios. Yeah. Someone who's doing this doesn't like you, Emma Nolan.
God, we've blown this wide open. What do we do? Well, I send them all out and see what happens.
Yeah. Maybe we take the Cheerios out of the bin again and then we rig the studio with GoPros and secretly record. Because on a Friday, this studio, when we're done in here at 11, is booked up until 7 in the evening.
Yeah.
I just wonder, is it the same person twice?
Yes.
Mark McCabe was in here yesterday and he wasn't in there.
He is a maniac.
So he could be the Phantom Cheerio binner.
Phantom Cheerio binner. Like, I'm actually hooked. This is going to consume my brain for the weekend. Who? There's so many potential people it could have been as well.
But they also don't know it's yours. So they may be thinking they're doing it to me. Or Callum.
Ah! Keen to crow now. You're on Spin. Shine. Wake up in the morning. Spin's fully charged. Spin's fully charged. Welcome to Friday.
Oh, welcome to the weekend. Thank God for that.
TGIF.
I want to talk to you about a pillow. A pillow that I sleep on every single night and have done for, I think, all of my life. But I'm pretty sure that this pillow is even older than I am.
Oh.
And,
Oh, yikes.
It's quite yellow.
Ooh.
It's quite yellow.
Mm.
So much so that there is another pillowcase on it that I've never taken off.
Oh, crikey.
And I took it off for the first time yesterday and put it in the wash. And it's almost like all of my, all of the bits from the pillowcase came off and went onto my clothes. So now my clothes look like I went up to the attic and rubbed myself in that yellow fur.
Oh, wait now, you're telling me that you washed the exterior of the old pillow with a normal wash and it's transferred onto your clothes?
Yeah.
That's not great.
No, it's not. So I had to put the clothes back on another wash and I don't even know if it helped at all.
Do you think it's time to get a new pillow? No.
See, this is a very specific pillow. And I'm wondering, and I know it's yellow, and it definitely should be, you know, because inside the actual pillow, it's ripped to bits as well. It's like a foam. It's really, really nice. I'm pretty sure it's from my granny's house, like when she was bringing up my mom. Like, it's real old.
A bit concerned, I won't lie.
But
did you know that you can wash your pillows?
There's no way I can wash this. There's no way in hell I can wash this because if I put it, because it's foam, but also it's ripped and it'll just become mush.
Right.
So I'm wondering, can I dry clean it?
Can you dry clean it?
Can you dry clean a pillow?
A foam pillow from potentially the 60s.
And also, yeah, pretty much.
That's the question this morning.
Like,
would a foam pillow from the 60s survive being dry cleaned?
That has never been washed.
And what's your emotional connection to this?
I just sleep better on it. It's just a nice pillow.
Have you ever looked at the branding and figured out if they still exist?
They do not still exist. I have looked at the branding, which is very faded, but I finally found it and
It reminds me what you're saying. My boyfriend Jack's moving to Ireland on Wednesday and he was just going through what he's going to bring over. He's driving over and we were saying like there's going to be another room now and we need like another duvet. So I was like, why don't you just bring your duvet? Like it'll work on one of the beds.
Yeah. Whatever.
And he was like, yeah, great idea. And he said, nah, I actually had a look at that duvet and that needs to go.
Yeah.
That's absolutely gross.
Yeah, see, if you saw this pillow, I think you would want to hose me down. Well, I love it.
If you are a dry cleaner, let us know your thoughts on this. Yeah. I'm actually intrigued.
Can I bring my yellow pillow to you? Can you help me?
Gross. This is Spin Morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, you're listening to Spin. Good morning.
Oh, lads, we have an unbelievable Sabrina Carpenter competition. Oh, it's unbelievable. We're going to tell you about it in like 10 minutes.
First, though. Get ready.
Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Oh, we really want to get you to the sunshine. The weather is miserable. And although tomorrow looks okay, I don't know. I'm obsessed with checking the weather lately since I got a dog. Every morning I'm like, can we walk?
Since you got a dog? There's no correlation there. What's going on?
Ever since I got a dog, I keep checking the weather to be like, will we be outside today?
It's like, ever since I got a new TV, I can't stop cooking pasta. It's like, what? What? No correlation.
I think there is, because I want to know if I can go out walking.
Right, okay, fair enough.
We want to send you away to the sunshine, all with thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Yeah, this is absolutely insane. 7 nights and your flights at Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura, so you can kick back, relax, enjoy the sun. How unreal does this sound? And you all need a break. You deserve a break. Sorry to say, you're looking a bit tired at the moment. You need a break away.
I'm still thinking about the TV and pasta comment.
If you ever want to play the golden ticket, text the word golden in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
It's Amanda taking it on this morning. How are you, and any plans for the weekend?
Nothing in the diary now, just relax.
Oh, very nice. So you're going to watch the match on Saturday?
Yeah, definitely.
Very good. Alright,
excuse this now because I'm showing up. Like, this is a unique thing to me. Not my gender.
Don't you dare ask the question.
Just not my gender, just to me personally.
Don't you dare.
Is it a big match?
My God. Six nations, Emma.
And
yeah,
we need to win this one, do we?
We'd need to win them all.
We do.
That'd Brilliant. Be nice.
Thanks yeah. very much. Looking forward to that. Good stuff. Listen, when's the last time you got a bit of sunshine?
It was back in September in Italy.
Oh, very nice.
I don't know if she deserves this. There's people who've it's been longer.
September's ages away. Let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura, Amanda. This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
No, I haven't actually.
All right, okay. Well, welcome on in. This is the golden ticket. 25 seconds are going to go on the clock, and five songs and artists are going to play in succession.
No, I have heard this. I have.
Oh, you have. Okay, all very right, good. Okay. If you guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it and you're panicking and you're going, I don't know it, I'm never going to know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for
Perfect.
The next one.
Okay, I'm just putting my volume up.
Very good decision, Amanda. Do you have any questions for us? Anything you need to
work out?
Need to work out for you?
No, so if I don't know the song, I can say swap.
You can say just swap the once. Just the once on one song.
Just the once.
Okay, so be tactical about it, Amanda. Where are you from? Okay.
Bray, County Wicklow.
Amanda from Bray, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. Good song luck. One. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. You wanna guess the
colour of my underwear? Oh, swap.
Swap already. Oh, she said it. And she even said the word. But all right, let's swap it out.
Okay, what you missed there was Charlie XCX with Billie Eilish and the song called Guess, which we, in fairness, have been calling the Knickers song, so maybe that's what threw you.
That is absolutely fair. Amanda, did you know it when we said it?
No, I didn't.
No, okay, all right, well, let's see if you get a brand new song one. Best of luck, plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I like the way you kiss me. I can tell you miss me.
They just said it in the first line, the name of the song.
I like the way you kiss me.
Yeah, perfect. You know the artist?
No, I don't. Oh. Billie Eilish, probably.
No, no. Oh, God.
Trying to work out if it even sounds like Billie.
I'm so bad at this game.
There's your time,
Artemas,
Amanda.
Artemas, and I like the way you kiss me.
Artemas is right. Amanda, you got a great score of 0 there. How do you feel?
Look, at least I tried.
You did try.
That's what it's all about in this world. It could have suited you. You just don't know.
So yeah,
that's the joy
absolutely.
Of this game.
Amanda, it wasn't to be today, but did you have fun?
I did have fun. I'll definitely be entering again and
Good.
Hoping I'm prepared the next
Please
time.
Please don't. We're joking.
I love it. All right, Amanda, thank you so much and have a great day.
See you, hon.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
Ah, well. I suppose we play again on Monday.
I suppose we will. And that's 2-0s back-to-back now, which is not really great gameplay and our... Not so like...
No, but to be fair...
Our boss gets really annoyed when we get zeros. He's
but
this
to be fair, that's not our fault.
It's not fun to listen to guys when people get zeros.
It's not our fault.
First line said, you want to guess. Perfect. And Artemas started with, I like the way you kiss me.
She got that in fairness. But she just didn't get Artemas.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. All right, look, let's take this on again on Monday. There is a holiday on the line, which is badly needed for many. 087-711-1038. Message us the word golden and you could be on winning yourself a holiday on a bleary Monday morning.
And you need it. You deserve it. Look at you. Look dishevelled. It's time for a holiday.
I think his inspiration is looking at me saying that.
No, it's me, honestly me. Look how pale I am. Saying.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma and Dave, just gone 20 past 8. And in the next 10 minutes, we have some massive news for you. If you're like everyone else on Instagram begging for Sabrina Carpenter tickets, we could be sorting you out in the best way. So stick with us, all right? Sabrina Carpenter fans will sort you out in a minute.
It's the same vibe as like Coldplay. It's the same vibe as like Taylor being here.
That's
crazy.
Oasis for a generation of people as well.
Massive.
I want to talk to you about this because it's really annoying me. I'm going to start this by saying, and I know we don't do serious stuff, and it's not that serious. It just frustrates me because I am someone who has been on antidepressants for many years, and in the UK. They're doing this trial at the moment that's gone to Parliament to see if comedy on prescription could improve people's mental health and reduce NHS costs by being an alternative to antidepressants. That's Give me a very, bloody break.
That in itself is very funny.
I swear to God, if I showed up to the doctor like I did years ago being like, you know, I think there's something going on here, I don't feel 100%, and they said, you know what now, Emma? There's a place now in town called the Laughter Lounge. I'm going to just give you a little scribble there. And if you pop in there on Tuesday, Emma,
they'll see you.
Everything that you're dealing with at the moment in terms of the OCD that you're dealing with, it's going to be a thing of the past, pal.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, give me a break. This place is called Crack Health, C-R-A-I-C for that matter, has secured funding for a scheme which uses stand-up shows and workshops to help people who are feeling these symptoms. And they're actually supporting this in Parliament, which just drives me nuts. How patronising. Isn't that just so patronising?
But does it work?
Well, they're saying that laughter, obviously it goes without saying that, yeah, all of these things help to boost your mood.
But like, it's, I don't understand where they're coming from, because like, say if you were depressed, say if there was something wrong with you, say if you were like grieving or something, and then they're like, right, just go to the Laughter Lounge, and you're like, alright, cool, that's an hour out of my day where I've laughed, and now I've come out of the Laughter Lounge, and you know what I mean, like,
remind myself of what's going on,
I'm still grieving, do you know what I mean? Some of that person's still dead or something, do you know what I mean?
Like, 100%.
It's really so stupid. It's a really, really thick idea.
Don't get me wrong, like, if you're feeling down or whatever, there's loads of great benefits to laughter, like,
yeah, of course,
it's really good for your serotonin levels and all that, don't get me wrong, but like, to actually say it's going to be prescribed, I would throw a glass of water in that doctor's face.
Although, to be fair, if I really wanted to go to the, you know, the comedy club and it was too expensive, I'd be like, I'll just say I have depression and they'll let me in.
Maybe they would, maybe they would. I was thinking about some other then.
I've ran out of Lexapro, will you let me in?
I was thinking then about other ailments that you might be going to the doctor for to be prescribed something or other, and you know, what kind of patronising things they could suggest instead. It's honestly like, I have a bit of a cold at the moment. It's like me rocking in being like, I can't shake this cold, and then going, do you know what, Emma, now scribble, scribble, scribble. Hot water bottle.
Yeah.
Sound.
Do you know what? I spent all day cleaning my room yesterday. Like, so, it took me ages. I was just standing all day. And I was like, the ball. Now, every time I walk, the balls of my feet are really sore.
Yeah.
And I just imagine going to a GP and I'm like, the balls of my feet are really, really sore. And then being just like, here's moon boots. So you don't have to touch the floor.
Yeah, fair. It could be something like vomiting. Okay, I just can't stop vomiting, doctor. Okay, one second now. So what I've just heard there is just to keep your mouth closed and keep it in. Thanks a million.
It's the same vibe as like, doctor, I'm dizzy. Spin the other way. That's your prescription. Spin the other way.
A kidney infection. Now I get these a lot. I prescribe you a fluffy, comfortable toilet seat cover to accompany you when you're sitting on the loo for hours.
Oh, very nice.
Just something to make the experience a bit more comfy.
Yeah, very nice. Doctor, my skin is too dry. Go for a swim.
Precisely that, sir. Precisely.
There you go.
Anyway, very annoying. Like a rash. Have you tried just not getting one? Headaches. Here's an eye mask. And, you know, a little earplug for you. Good morning. Okay, listen, we're so excited to tell you about this.
Oh, it's here.
Whopper.
Please, bring me to Sabrina.
Hello.
Oh, it's here.
Hello.
Oh, she's here.
Oh.
Sabrina is here. Sabrina Carpenter, she's coming to the Three Arena at the start of March, and tickets are completely sold out. But we want you to get there, and not just you, you and three mates. We want to get you to the gig Monday the 3rd of March, right? Now, not only that, not only are we going to get you tickets to the gig, we're going to put you up for two nights at the 4-star Mont Hotel on Merrion Street.
Beautiful.
We're going to give you €200 travel allowance. We're going to give you a night out before the gig on the Sunday, dinner before the gig on the Monday, and a limo ride to and from the gig to your hotel as well, just in case you can't get a taxi.
Isn't that just beautiful? It's the most beautiful prize in the world. And so many people want to get Sabrina. She's the hottest thing right now. And all of my Instagram stories the last few days, I've seen people sharing competitions to get in on this. And I was like, wait till you hear this now on the show on Friday.
Do you know when you go to the explore section of Instagram?
Yeah.
Mine is just Sabrina Carpenter.
That's because you fancy the backside offer.
No.
And that has nothing to do with a random algorithm. That's
not
because you have curated that algorithm.
No, I'm just a fan of her music.
Listen, if you would like to be in with a shot at winning this. It's completely free to enter. Just head to our website, spin103.com. Or if that doesn't suit you and you're feeling a bit lazy, just WhatsApp us and we'll send you back the link, all right? There's a couple of bits on this. You've got to be over 18. This is a Go Loud Network competition and you need to get your entry in by 12 noon next Friday. I know that sounds very cash machine-y.
But it's free.
This is free. Your entry's got to be in by 12 noon next Friday. And then myself and Dave are going to be the ones making this big call, okay? Yeah. If now, you get the call, you do need to answer within five rings like the cash machine.
Yes.
And there's a very particular way you got to answer your phone.
You have got to answer the phone, not with hello, not with how are you or who's this. Do not answer the phone like that. You need to answer the phone with please, please, please bring me to Sabrina. It's as simple as that. Please, actually, please, please bring me to Sabrina.
We're begging you to take note of that because we're the ones who have to make that phone call. And if you do answer saying hello, we've been told
we have to hang up.
We have to move on, right?
I'm going
to
be the adjudicator in the room.
I know, it's not nice.
And you know me.
Yeah.
I'm strict.
And you know me, I'm weak.
Yes.
And I'm like, Callum, please.
There's
please,
none of that. Hello. You have to say those seven words.
Yes, yeah, seven.
Please, please, please bring me to Sabrina. Yeah.
Please, please, please. So if you say the phrase, if you don't say the phrase word for word, you're out.
Yeah.
If you do, you're going to the gig. And yeah, we don't want to be doing that, calling someone else. It's such a lovely prize.
Yeah,
so.
None of that, like, hello. Oh, sorry, I mean, please, please. We can, none of that. None
I
of that.
Know,
just
it's,
straight up, please, please, please bring
me
to Sabrina.
If you say one, please.
Yeah.
No. If you say bring me to Taylor, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so simple as that. The call happening today week, before 12 noon is when you have to have your entry in by. And as I said, all the details on how you can get in on this is on our website, spin103.com. Free to enter. You could be going to Sabrina Carpenter with three of your friends, two nights stay in a hotel, 200 euro travel allowance, a night out before the gig, dinner before the gig, and a limo transfer to and from the hotel.
That is ridiculous.
You'd be leaving the three arena hopping into the limo when everyone would be crowding around being like, oh my God, Sabrina, oh my God, get a picture. And it's just you and your girls or you and the lads to lie about yourself.
Very cool.
Get in, spin103.com for your chance to win.
Good morning. I have a question for you this morning and it's something that's been weighing on my mind for the last 2 days. And I don't know how I feel about it. So I'm curious. Did I illegally take the Lewis? This is my question for you.
Generally or?
Story to follow. Did I illegally take the Lewis? 087-711-1038. Voice notes are welcome on this. I was walking to the Lewis and I saw it arrive and I was like, oh crap, better run. I ran for the Lewis, okay? And I turned the corner and right on the corner of my Lewis stop is the little scanner for your leap card.
The tap on.
So the door of the Lewis was there and the door was open. And that's when I arrived and I went to tap. The thing about the tap thing was, it wasn't there. The pole was there and the back end of the scanner was there. But the actual scanner itself had been taken off. Almost right. As if it was like mounted there. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's like the shelf was there, but the actual scanner was not. And so I turned the corner, went to scan, no scanner. And I was like, right, well, the Lewis is going to go. The next scanner is 10 metres up there. If I go up there, I'll miss the Lewis.
Game over. Bing, bing, bing.
So I hopped on the Lewis and I took it all the way to Parnell. And each stop, I was looking out the door to see if the people were coming. And I was like, but if they were coming, like to you know, to check if I'd scanned. If they were coming, what would I have been able to be like, well, look, and I took a photo of the Lewis thing. I got on the Lewis and I took a photo of the non-scanner.
Mm.
And I was like, look at the scanner. This is what it would look like. Now, they didn't come. Anyway, they didn't get on. They didn't check my ticket. No one checked my ticket. So I did take a free Lewis to, you know, from Cowper to Parnell. And I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What was I meant to do? Like, I couldn't go up to the other scanner because it was 10 metres away and I would have missed the Lewis, the one that was right there. So did I illegally take the Lewis? Like, technically, okay, yes, I did. But actually, did I illegally take the
Lewis? Would it stand up in court?
Could I be like, no, look at the scanner? But you see, my problem is they could turn around and be like, it wasn't our fault that you were late. It wasn't our fault that you were running for the Lewis.
Everyone runs for the Lewis.
I know, but they could say, it's not our fault. You should have been on time and you should have had enough time to make sure that you could scan on or buy a ticket.
Yeah, fair.
So I probably, you know,
it's weighing on your consciousness.
It is.
You're trying to be a good person in this world.
And I'm probably admitting to a crime here. Did I illegally take the Lewis? 087-711-1038.
A simple yes or no will do.
Yeah.
Yes, you illegally took the Lewis.
Illegally
or
took.
No, you were in your rights to do what you did.
Yeah, I need to know because, and I'm sorry if the Lewis is listening. Ba-bung to you, and I'm sorry, but yeah, did I illegally take the Lewis? 087-711-1.
You'd like to get this sorted going into the weekend with weight lifted off your shoulders, you know, and have have the sorted for once and for all.
Please.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And I was trying to like get. I was actually trying to stand at a door that would allow me to jump off the Lewis and scan my Leap card at the next stop. But it just didn't work like that, and I thought it would look quite stupid to hop off the Lewis, scan and hop back on the Lewis.
You're more worried about your street cred.
Yeah,
than
but I also thought that would look more illegal.
Right,
do you
okay.
know what I mean? So I'm curious, did I illegally take the Lewis because I went to scan and I hopped on the Lewis, but there was no scanner, and I hopped on the Lewis and rode it all the way to Parnell and I didn't pay. But what was I meant to do? I could have walked 10 metres up and used the other scanner, but I would have missed the Lewis.
Okay, all right. Okay, I hear you. Colm is there. What do you think, Colm? Did he illegally take the Lewis?
Yes, Dave.
No!
You've admitted liability.
Admitted liability. So, you've even got the big words.
Colm, are you a lawyer or are you a Lewis person?
No, but just listen. I'll put a common sense perspective.
From a common sense perspective.
You knew there was a second one there. They're not going to take it that, you know, you should have went and done it and waited for the next Lewis. That's what they'll say to you.
I should have waited for the next Lewis.
Yeah.
That is... That's horrible. But here's my point. Here's my counterpoint, Colm, right? And just be open-minded about this, okay?
Go on.
I arrive to the Lewis stop. I go to scan my Leap card. Leap card scanner not there. I've done everything I can. I've done my job. I went to scan. It's not my fault that the scanner wasn't there, so I hop on the Lewis.
What'd you say to that, Colm?
But the one 10 metres up was.
Well, we don't know that.
You just said it yourself.
Colm, thanks very much for that.
Thanks, Colm.
Take care, guys. Have a good one.
Bye, bye. Did you spend the entirety of the journey to Parnell anxious?
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
There was a woman sitting down and she was wondering what I was doing because every time the doors of the Lewis would open, I'd pop my head out and like look to see if there was any
like
of the...
Like a little dog.
Yeah, honestly, I was... and I was just looking to see if there was any of the people in the black jackets looking to scan.
I think, for example, right, if this was me, I would be annoyed with the Lewis for not having the scanner.
Oh, okay,
right?
I like that.
I'd be really annoyed because I'd be like, I actually would have made it if you provided my reason for tapping. But because I know that I'd be wound up over it, I would be sitting for the next Lewis. And I actually don't know if that... Does that make me a good person or a weak person? I'm unsure.
There's nothing they can find me that would give me more anxiety than not paying for the Lewis. Do you know what I mean? I was sitting on that entire journey going, oh God, what if they're coming now? Maybe I should have been like, okay, I hope they come over now because I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Why'd you take the scanner away?
And I'm also like, if they do come around to check your card, it's like, can I not just pay now?
Yeah.
Here
you are. I got caught. I'll pay now.
Carl was on.
Yes, Dave, you did. I think you should go to your local Garda station and turn yourself in.
No.
Because your boss, Nick, is going to sack you.
Nino. Oh my God, the cars are pulling up.
Oh no.
We're getting arrested.
It's amazing that they can do that on the fourth floor.
Okay, 087-711-103. Get your voice notes in. Did Dave illegally take the Lewis? We'll do the final tally. And if it's like at 100% or even 90, I think you got to hand yourself in, pal.
No. No, surely not.
I think it's just you in a little cell tonight.
Oh. Stop.
Having a wee in a hole in the ground.
No. I'm worried about this now because I've been asking you, did I illegally take the Lewis? The reason being I went to scan onto the Lewis and there was no scanner, but the Lewis was already there. It had arrived and I was like, I have to hop on. If I go over 10 metres to the next scanner, then I'm going to miss the Lewis and the Lewis will drive off without me and I'll have to wait for the next one. So I hopped on because I was in a rush. Did I illegally take the Lewis? I know the answer, but you know, I'm hoping maybe you have a different answer.
Jesse is standing by. What do you think you should have done in this situation, Jesse?
You should have hopped off and tapped your cards
at the next
and then
stop.
Hopped back on.
Okay.
See, Jesse, I thought that would look really, really dodgy. I thought that would look insanely illegal. Like hopping on a Lewis, tapping, and then hopping back on the Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be terrified.
Would you rather it look illegal or be illegal?
Well, now that is a good question for us to all pose to each other. Would you rather look illegal or be illegal? I think you'd rather look illegal.
So, would that not be illegal, though?
What?
Hopping on the Lewis.
to and for free, and then going to the next stop, because technically I got from that stop to the next stop for free.
Yeah, but less miles have passed.
Okay, Jesse, I think that's a fantastic idea.
How can you fix this?
I think, look, if the people of Dublin think I've illegally taken the Lewis, then I will reimburse the Lewis. I will go to Stephen's Green Lewis stop and I will buy a ticket to Cabin Teely or wherever the furthest Lewis stop is. What is it, Broombridge or wherever?
And you won't use it.
And I won't use it.
Well, I think that's fair enough. I want to see on Monday morning you bringing in that ticket that you've bought, and I want you to rip it up in front of us. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And not take the Lewis. All right, what do you think, Jesse? Would that be sufficient?
I suppose it'll have to do.
It'll have to
do. Okay, Jesse, well done. I like your attitude. Taking no BS from him. All right, hon, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, Jesse.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Karen is there as well on Send Us a Voice Note.
Hi, guys. Just phoning in about Lewis Gate. That's what I'm going to call it. What I think you should do is double tap the next time you get on the Lewis, and that'll cover the journey you didn't pay for. And that'll make you feel better. It might look a bit odd.
Another thing that you could do instead of the double tap is just don't tap off. If you're only doing a short journey, just don't tap off, and then it'll charge you for the whole journey.
Oh, right, and then the Lewis will get the money back.
I think so.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, yeah. That's actually fair.
Listen, Dave, I don't know what to say to you, pal.
To be honest, I think deep down, I always knew that I took the Lewis illegally. But look, yeah. I'm something of a maverick, a bad boy, and that is my character. And you know, I'm not sorry for that. But Dave, I will reimburse the Lewis, because God forbid the Lewis were without 170. So I will go to St. Stephen's Green and I will buy a Lewis ticket to Broombridge, or the furthest point away from Stephen's Green. And I will not get on the Lewis. I will drive home.
Okay, cool.
And
the guard's now on the way, and you can turn around. There's probably other stuff to go on.
Guards are to be called. The guards are to be rang.
Big day in my house tomorrow, in my rented house. Yeah, it's my my darling housemate Emer's last weekend. And because of this match, it's all kicking off in our house at 2 p.m.
Oh, for God.
So there's like a normal going away evening where people all come to the house, have a few drinks and hang out. But I'm terrified because I'm the one who has to take over this house. And I'm the one that the landlord will come over and check out this house and see what damage has been done.
She doesn't have anything to lose, does she?
No. So there's liability. This place could be absolutely smashed
up. It's so funny because yours is starting at 2 and you think that's early. Mine is starting at 11:30. We're going to town at 11:30 to get breakfast and get a seat for the match.
Oh my God.
That's what we're doing. Look, guys, we're on Spin 103. Okay, we're going to watch the Ruggers.
Everyone's watching the Ruggers.
Yeah, of course.
But we're even thinking about like how to sort out the seating area in the sitting room to facilitate everyone that's coming over for the match.
Oh, so yeah, your seating area telly. Is terrible.
It is not great. Yeah, no. It's not a lot of room. So one of the sofas is going to be moved back to the back wall, and then we're going to have to bring the garden furniture in.
Oh, no. Nothing says classy like garden furniture in the sitting room.
You just went South Dublin at rugby and then garden furniture sitting room. We're bringing it back to reality, guys. So, yeah, I am excited and equally terrified about what's going to go on in our gaff tomorrow.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right, KFC Zinger, double down. Let's talk about it, right? It's back across KFC in Ireland until the 16th of March.
Wrapping up right before Paddy's
Day. Right before Paddy's Day, yeah. And they've given us prizes to give away to celebrate. So if you don't know what it is, the Zinger double down is full on spice. It is 2 Zinger fillets. It's spicy supercharger sauce. It's 2 cheese slices and a crispy hash brown in the middle. And honestly, I'm starving just talking about
it.
And I can feel my mouth salivating. Like, I just want it so, so bad.
We have €100 cash to give away. All you got to do is come on and tell us a zinger, i.e. a joke. And then you have the opportunity to double down, like the zinger double down, the burger. And you can tell us a second joke. If we laugh on both occasions, £200 is all yours. Mel is there. Any plans for the day, Mel?
No, nothing really. Just finishing up work now today and relax.
Oh, very nice.
As possible.
Are you finishing up just for the weekend, or are you finishing up in general?
No, just for the weekend.
Oh, what do you do for work, Mel?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse, very good.
Well done, gal.
Are you a funny nurse, Mel?
I don't know about that.
You don't know? Okay. Well, that doesn't fill me with a lot of confidence. is it a medical themed joke that you have for us?
No, okay. Not today.
Okay. That's all right, darling.
Well, that's all right. Give us any themed joke. Go for it.
Okay, so why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Why did the Scarecrow win an award? I don't know.
I don't think I've heard this one either. So go on, tell us.
Because he was outstanding in his field.
He was...
That's very good.
He was outstanding in his field.
That's really, really smart. Yeah. I like that. You've won yourself €100 thanks to KFC. Would you like to double down and give us a second joke to win 200?
Yeah, that would be great.
You might as well, gal. Off you go.
I hope it's better, Mel.
Why don't eggs tell jokes?
I don't know. Go on.
because he might crack up.
I actually laughed at that more than I laughed at the other one. That was better. That should have been your original. I like
Listen,
it.
Listen, Mel, you have gone and done a 200 quid thanks to KFC is yours. Well done.
Great. Thanks so much, guys.
You're
have
very
nice
welcome,
day.
Mel. You too. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. We've just been chatting here. KFC, do KFC breakfast, please.
Yeah, they need to.
I love a KFC breakfast. Oh. Look, I don't know if you're wanting to hear more about the dog, Seamus, or if you're like, oh, she's talking about the dog again.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it.
I'm just gonna go with this for now. One thing that was on my mind with the dog, and just to say, he's doing really well. He's not, like, destroying his crate anymore.
Baby doing well.
Walking really good, sleeping really well, all the rest, no crying. He seems like he's settled now. He's kind of ruling the house.
Isn't it mad that they can walk, like, straight away from their born, but we can't?
What's that about?
I don't know.
Literally, a horse gives birth to a foal, and the foal, on its big, long, wobbly legs, gets up and starts galloping around. I'm like, that is wild.
We're so pathetic as a species.
Yeah. And like, my dog is like 3 months. Okay, fair enough. I've had him for a week and he's almost house trained. A kid is like 2 years into nappies.
And does he bark?
Not massively, like.
But does he ever bark?
No, he's easy to walk. Like, he wouldn't be one of those dogs giving out and whinging on a walk or anything. Right. He's actually, like, I love him. He's a class little lad. And he's very much ruling the house now. He's like, this is my gaff. I'm settled in. I know the crack. All the rest.
Very good.
One thing I hadn't done yet since getting him, and I don't think at all since he was born 3 and a bit months ago, was getting a bath. And it was one thing in my head that I was like, it's going to be chaos. I'm dreading it. And
I've never experienced this. My dog was a collie, so he used to clean himself. Do you know what I mean? Like, collies are clean, they have oil in their skin, so it cleans themselves. So you don't have to. We've never, ever bathed.
I don't think it's a huge thing, but it was on my mind because he is staying at my Granny Phyllis's house tonight with me. And my Granny Phyllis is very house proud and very
I genuinely thought you were going to say my Granny Phyllis is very house trained. Like, she's brilliant.
She's great at going out to the loo. No, she's very house proud and her house is pristine. So I was nervous and I was like, kind of, yeah. Anyway, I told you on the show before that I once had to give my little nephew, who at the time was like a year and a half, a bath when he had an accident.
I remember that.
And then in walked my niece, ready to hop into the shower in the nip. And I was like, no, this is chaotic enough as it is. I don't need you as well. I can reveal that I thought a puppy would be more stressful than that situation. And it was not.
Really?
I was thinking about this all week, kept putting it off, and then last night I was like, right, Seamus, come on, today, it's now or never. So we went up to the bath in the bathroom, and he was really fascinated by the bathroom. He hadn't been in there before.
I honestly have to commend your housemate's patience. Like, if one of my housemates brought home a dog and they were putting it in the bath and the shower and it was pooing all over the place, I'd be going mad.
Well, I'll tell you, a minute ago, I just got a text from my housemate, Emer, who said, did you bring Seamus to work? And I said, that's concerning. No, where is he? And she said, oh, thank God, he's fine. Brian has him up in bed with him.
Okay.
So I think they're
so
okay.
They all
with the
love
dog.
Him.
I think they're all right with the dog. So anyway, into the bath we get, and I was really like using my soothing voice. It's okay, everything's fine. I was literally, you know, the way moms like put their elbow into the bath to make sure the water is the right temperature to put a baby in. That was literally me. I was like, well, I touch him with the
elbow. I never understood that. Just put your hand in.
Yeah, I don't know what the elbow's about. Yeah, true. Anyway, I have to say, if my radio career doesn't work out, I think being a dog groomer is my calling.
Okay.
I absolutely loved it.
For a very specific docile kind of dog.
He's not docile. He wasn't exactly loving it, but he wasn't hating it. And there was moments of it that he thoroughly was loving. Like, he was nestling his head into my chest being like, oh, wow. So I started off, he got a full treatment. We started with flea shampoo, just in case.
Did his nails.
Did the whole bit, scrub-a-dub-dub. And because he was kind of half wanting to get out, not knowing what was going on, he kind of threw his paws up on the side of the bath, which was the prime position for him to be in, for him to get a good scrub-a-dub-dub.
Yeah.
So I was just up and down his back, under his belly, picking up his paws, giving them a little look. That was grand. Got that all washed out into round two. Dog shampoo. You ready for round two, Sham? He was getting really into it at this point. He was like...
Don't ever make that sound ever. Oh, stop it. It's awful.
Round three was the conditioner. The boy was having a ball. I was having a ball. Emer came up for a few looks being like, he is in his element. And he really seemed to be. I think his favourite part of the lot was the good towel down.
Okay.
You know? And he's got that really nice length hair or fur that isn't that long. It took 2 seconds to dry it. He is gleaming. I then finished off with a bit of a head massager I bought for him.
Wow, you bought him a head massager?
I did buy him a head massager, yeah.
Dear God.
So we massaged his little head. gave him a little brush, and then even though it wasn't cold last night, I turned on the heating for him because I said he loves lying up beside the radiator when it's warm and that'll dry him off thoroughly.
This
so I put him on his
dog.
I put him on his nice little pillow by the radiator, and then he had a little sleep and he got some treats after his experience in the bath, and he's a great boy.
He got the equivalent of a lollipop after the doctor.
He did, yeah. That's exactly what he got. He got some chicken, some chicky chew toys, and he lay there next to the radiator drying off, and he smells amazing. Oh, and then I put on his cologne.
Oh, you're a freak.
You're on spin. It's Emma and Dave coming up to 8:30, and it is time for this.
Nope. Not happening. We are not singing. Well done for not singing. I'm actually proud of you.
I'm trying. I just know I normally have backup. This is One More Tune, and once a week, myself, Dave, and Boop go head to head picking the last song of the show.
That Boop is now Callum.
Hello.
Is stepping up to the plate, and we'll be taking on One More Tune. Your job today is to choose the song you want to hear in full and close the show. Will be my pick, Dave's pick, or Callum's pick.
I don't like this. How is producer Callum getting a choice?
We could have done 50-50.
He's the person who can rig the game.
Yeah, I'm the one who sees all the votes, so I'm just going to make it sure that I win every week.
No, we're not. No,
I'm joking.
No,
it's actually going to be very fair. All above board, no rigging here.
Are you excited about taking on One More Tune?
I am, because I'm not going to go purely Taylor Swift all the time as well.
I think that's fair, and I think as well, you tend to enjoy a bit of cheese yourself.
Oh, 100%.
Loves a bit of cheese.
You just wait until you hear what I've got for you.
So I don't think it's going to take away from the kind of the dynamic too much, because I do think you often go for
something. I'm nervous because I know he's gone for something good.
I don't know why the song is in my head this week, guys, but I just love it. It's Dua Lipa. That's my pick. That song was released. I was obsessed with her. I went to Marley Park to interview her at Longitude years ago. All the other press, including national radio stations, didn't show up to interview her because didn't think she was a big deal on that day.
You heard it here first. Emma Nolan discovered Dua Lipa.
I think that was her first song.
That
wasn't
was the
it?
First one. Yeah, New Rules came out the same day, and then she was a global superstar. I love that song, Dua Lipa, and Be the One. If
what
you want to hear it in full,
Hotter Than Hell.
That was the song.
That was the first one.
It goes Be the One, and then
Hotter Than Hell.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That is Emma in a WhatsApp, please. 087-711-1038 to get that on the air.
I chose my pick 24 hours ago and I have no idea what it is, so let's find out together. Me, as long as you love me, Justin Bieber. Good choice, past Dave. Thanks, Dave. Justin Bieber, As Long As You Love Me. If you want that to play as the very last song of the show, you know you do. It's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
I'm nervous, making his One More Tune debut.
Woo!
Producer Callum.
I'm really excited. I saw a man called Mr. 305 in the week, and I'm going to choose a song that he didn't play.
No.
It's this. Yeah, I'm a freak. Drop it, I watch it for show.
Baby, you roll it and rock it, move it, I use it, let's go. I kind of want a mega mix of all the things he did play.
Yeah.
I think you should guess that.
Is Enrique Iglesias is actually his song featuring Pitbull. Not the one that you think it is, it's I'm a Freak.
Yeah.
And if you want that, oh, I get to say my own name.
Go on.
If you want to vote for that, it's Callum, C-A-L-L-U-M, to 087-711-1038.
Do me a favour and spell his name wrong because it won't count as a vote.
That'd be great. Yeah, spell all it D-A-V-E.
All right, I'm going for Dua Lipa's Be The One. That's Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I have gone for Justin Bieber, As Long As You Love Me. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I have gone for Enrique Iglesias and Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide Dally. I'm a Freak. It's Callum to 087-711-1038.
As per, we hand over to producer Callum for the worst bits of the week.
Yes, and what a week it's been. We've got an unreal competition where you can go and see that woman, Sabrina Carpenter, with three mates on our website right now, with a hotel and limos and everything. Go and enter that. EastEnders celebrated its 40th birthday. That'll be the last time you hear that.
And Callum's the only person who cares.
Yes, and I saw Pitbull during the week, but it all can't be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of this week.
Ooh.
And we start off this week with Emma telling us a story about how she made a show of herself during a very intimate moment during the Miles Smith gig in the week.
As he was telling the story...
Did you do a little wow?
Yeah, I did.
Do I know you so well or what?
Someone goes, Emma.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, I have never felt shame like it. I was so embarrassed that even this morning I could start crying about it.
There's three things that are definites in this world, and that is death, taxes, and Emma Noling wooing at a concert in absolute silence.
My other favourite moment is immediately after you told that story, another Emma messaged in saying, yeah, and I also saw Emma fall down the stairs that night. This woman will be spotted anywhere. You cannot do anything.
It's awful. I still have a sore ankle over that. I really twisted it.
We were giving away cash with KFC in the weekend. You've told us some pretty bad jokes.
Why should you never trust the stairs? They're always up to something.
Why did the frog take the bus to work and the car got the hood?
Did you hear about the fire at the circus? It was intense.
Which celebrity is always ready for cereal? Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, listen, they were all right.
Reese Witherspoon, I did enjoy. That was the best one.
Yeah. I can't believe that James Blunt popped by the studio this
My journey's been etched on your skin. Remember James Blunt?
I do remember James Blunt.
1973. Singing, here we go again.
Beautiful.
You know when you push something just that bit too far?
Yeah.
No, like, I loved it. I loved it.
And the golden ticket made its triumphant return on Monday, and of course, we had to make fun of its theme tune.
It's back.
Get ready. Spin 103's golden ticket. Hey,
what is it saying there? It sounds like it's saying Gertie. I don't even know what it's saying.
I actually didn't hear that. It went totally over my head. Will we hear it again?
Please.
Okay, what is this thing saying? Gertie.
Gertie. Spin 103.
No clue.
Gertie. It is, in fact, get ready.
One guard.
It does not. There's no way. I'm going to have to slow that down.
It sounds like a North Dub kind of accent. It's like get ready. Do you know what I mean?
Really fast.
But it's really, really fast.
I've been producer Callum and they've been the worst bits of the week.
Thank you very much, sir.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
David Hammond, Don't Lie to Me. You like that song now, don't you? Yeah, you do.
No.
Yeah, you do. He was just giving it a little bit of shimmy towards the end.
I don't know why, because I was buzzing, it was over.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right. You love it. I actually really love it now, too. The Weeknd and Playboi Carti and Timeless on Spin. A new addition to One More Tune this week. Callum had a pick. How are we getting on?
Yes, so you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Dua Lipa and Be The One. Dave went for Justin Bieber and Big Sean, As Long As You Love Me.
Sure.
And I went for Enrique Iglesias and Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide Pitbull. I'm a freak, I can tell you, with 50% of the vote. It is legit. I haven't rigged it.
Yeah.
Pitbull is the winner. Wow. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right.
Who came last?
Emma.
Ah, yeah.
Brilliant. Still good now.
My song still isn't playing.
Listen, Sabrina Carpenter, you want to go see her with three of your friends, hotel stays, transfers, and a limo, dinner, and all the rest. Spin103.com. Get yourself over there to register for that. Your chance to win and have a
great weekend. Dale. I tried to let it go. But I'm addicted to your chemicals.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.